Additional resources activated ahead of tropical activity in the Gulf of Mexico. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Abbott today directed the Texas Division of Emergency Management, TDEM, to activate additional state emergency response resources ahead of potential impacts from tropical activity in the Gulf of Mexico. These resources are activated in addition to assets previously deployed in response to heavy rainfall and flash flooding across the state. Texas stands ready to provide all available resources needed to support Texans as a severe storm system begins to move along the Gulf Coast that will bring potential flash flooding threats and heavy rain, said Governor Abbott. To ensure support and resources are swiftly deployed, I have directed the Texas Division of Emergency Management to increase the readiness level of the State Operations Center starting tomorrow morning. Texans are urged to take the necessary precautions for potential tropical weather, including remaining weather aware, monitoring road conditions, and having an emergency plan to ensure the safety of themselves and their loved ones. Texas will continue to closely monitor weather conditions to protect the well-being of Texans. According to the National Weather Service, a storm system moving through the Gulf of Mexico has a 90% chance of tropical development, with increasing likelihood of development into a tropical storm or hurricane. Widespread heavy rainfall and flash flooding are expected along Texas coastal communities, with potential for up to 8 to 10 inches in some areas. Impacts may also include coastal flooding and damaging winds. At the governor's direction, TDEM has issued an activation notice to the Texas Emergency Management Council agencies, increasing the readiness level of the Texas State Operations Center, SOC, to 24-hour level 2, escalated response operations on Monday morning. The following state emergency response resources are activated or on standby to support local weather response efforts. Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service, Texas A&M Task Force 1 and Texas A&M Public Works Response Team. Swiftwater Rescue Boat Squads, Public Works Strike Teams, Texas Department of Public Safety, helicopters with hoist capabilities, Texas Highway Patrol Troopers and Tactical Marine Unit, Texas Department of Transportation, high-profile vehicles and personnel monitoring road conditions, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, Game Warden Search and Rescue Boat Teams, Texas National Guard, ground transportation company consisting of personnel and high-profile vehicles, helicopters with hoist capabilities, Texas Department of State Health Services, Texas Emergency Medical Task Force, Medical Incident Support Team and Severe Weather Support Packages consisting of medics and ambulances, Texas A&M Forest Service, Incident Management Teams and SAW Crews, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension, Disaster Assessment and Recovery Agents, as well as AgriLife Extension Agents to support agricultural and livestock needs, Public Utility Commission of Texas, Power Outage Monitoring and Coordination with Utility Providers, Railroad Commission of Texas, Monitoring of the State's Natural Gas Supply and Communication with the Oil and Gas Industry, Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Air, Water, Wastewater Monitoring. Texans are reminded to take steps to prepare for tropical weather impacts by implementing an emergency plan, gathering supplies for an emergency go kit, and monitoring local forecast information. Texans can check road conditions at drivetexas.org, access additional preparedness tips at texasready.gov, and find general disaster preparedness information at tdem.texas.gov/prepare.